Yeah, but that's what makes it fun. Yeah. I can't even think what my latest purchase is. Oh yeah, I have a UV390, I think. It's a 10 watt handheld. I'm gonna put the OpenGD77 on that for my for satellite stuff. And then I got the RT3S with the OpenGD77. And then this base that I'm talking on now, the MD9600, I got the firmware there too. But I keep staring at this handheld. I got to get the firmware put on it and get that loaded up, and then that'll be my satellite radio.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I've been watching Captain Don's videos and learning quite a bit from that. And it's interesting. So yeah, the thing about this hobby is you can just do, look, a squirrel, really quick. So you got to be, I always try and stay focused and at least come away with knowledge in one area before I move on to the next one. But there's lots of shiny pennies out there, and unfortunately they all cost lots of shiny silver dollars.
Yeah, that is the problem. But I finally got to the point where the gear that I have, I'll probably be sticking with for quite a while. I mean, my FTM500, that's all the radio I need in the vehicle. And then the my FT710 for the HF stuff, I love that radio. That works out great. I have no intentions of upgrading for a while. And then any digital I do is with IC705. So at least I'm at the point where I don't want anything now. Now I'm just going to enjoy what I have and take a break from spending.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I'm glad to hear that about the 7-ton, because that's on my short list. I need to get one more for down home. I've got a 991A up at the farm. We have a family farm just west of Mount Pleasant.